بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سفيان صخر بن حرب رضي الله تعالى عنه في حديث الطويل في قصة هرقل إلى آخر الحديث. We are in the chapter of truthfulness, that a person should speak the truth, and not only speak but various aspects of truthfulness. A person should actually be an embodiment of truthfulness, a Muslim especially. Further, with regard to this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Sufyan Sakhr ibn Harb. Abu Sufyan Sakhr ibn Harb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a leader of the Quraysh during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. He had prominence in the Arabs even before Islam, and he had a great position. He accepted Islam at the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah in the 8th year of Hijri, and participated in the battles of Hunain and Taif alongside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, before he accepted Islam, he was one of the arch enemies of Islam. But later when he accepted, we can see he even took part in the battles, in the jihad alongside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lost his eyesight in the battle that he fought. He was appointed as governor of Najran in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He passed away in Medina Munawwara, and according to others in Syria, in the 31st year of Hijri. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu performed his janazah salah. His son Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the first king of the Umayyad dynasty after the era of the rightly guided Khulafa, after the four Khulafa, and then the Umayyad dynasty started, and he was the first king of that. Further, it is explained about in this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote letters to various kings and leaders calling them to Islam. This was also one method where verbal da'wat was given. Even da'wat was given by sending letters to the various kings. One of them was Heraclius, who was in Syria when the letter reached him in the 6th year after Hijri. At that time, this was the capital of the Christian kingdom, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the king who was there, invited him also towards Islam. Abu Sufyan, the radiyallahu anhu, who was not a Muslim at that time, the narrator of this hadith, details is given of him that at that time he was still not a Muslim, and in fact he was very much against Islam and against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, when this letter reached the king, he also happened to be in a trade caravan in Syria. For business he had gone to Syria and he was present there. The king wanted to find out about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and summoned Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to his court. The king wanted more details. The letter had come, but more about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his teaching. And since there was somebody from Makkah, so he wanted to know on a one-to-one basis more details. He asked various questions, and one of these is quoted in this hadith. There were many questions that he asked. The one that we had read in this hadith that he had asked, despite his dislike and hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time, he still spoke the truth. And this is also one quality we see, that previously even amongst non-Muslims the quality of truth was very prevalent. Abu Sufyan spoke the truth and explained that the basis of the Islamic cause was the oneness of Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited to one Allah. We can all accept this very easily, but we must remember that the king or there was a Christian, and they believed in Trinity. and Abu Sufyan, they believed in all the idols, etc. So in their opinion and in his opinion, he was putting forward a very negative thing. Though we accept it 100% that it is the right thing, but he was putting it forward in a very negative, but it was the truth, but in a very negative thing, that you people believe in Trinity and he is calling to Tawheed, to the oneness of Allah. And Abu Sufyan himself, they were believing in all the idols at that time. Abu Sufyan spoke the truth and explained that the basic of the Islamic call was the oneness of Allah and obedience to divine teachings. And that is another very important point that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were called, that above everything, more allegiance, more obedience to any or to anyone and everyone, the greatest allegiance must be to Allah Ta'ala. This was also a negative thing. As a king, a government, they want people to be obedient to them, to listen to their commandments, and not to anyone else. So this was also, in that environment, a very negative thing, that he calls that you must listen to no one else but to Allah Ta'ala. We, as we read it now, we accept it wholeheartedly. For us, it is not negative, but it is a very positive thing. But in that environment there, it was a very negative thing. Based on this discussion, Heraclius concluded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the promised Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And according to the teachings of the Bible, he also understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true Nabi who will come and will call to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and obedience and allegiance to Allah is above any and everything. More than a wife must be obedient to her husband, she has to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. More than children must be obedient to their parents, they must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. This hadith reminds us that truthfulness is a key principle and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to reflect on ourselves at this time, when today to lie has just become our nature. Not even our second nature, but it has become our nature. And small things, we just speak lies. Whether it is taking a phone call, or whether it is somebody knocking at the door, we just say, I'm not here. We take it as a very light thing, but it is a major sin. Such a major sin that it is said that Islam, Iman and lies cannot go together. You are either one of the two. But in small things, promises we make, and discussions we have, arguments we have, and the amount of lies that are spoken, and which become so clear, and we lose all our respect in the eyes of other people because of the lies that we speak. Islam has taught us to maintain truthfulness, in which is our dignity and honor also. Even if a person has to lose out somewhere, but he speaks the truth, the end result will always be that he is a winner. And if a person lies, then the end result will be a great blemish, and a great spot will be on his character forever. May Allah in his infinite mercy and kindness bless us with all the qualities of Iman, and one particular quality is of truthfulness. Also, for example, a mother waking up her child has to get up by 5 o'clock, and the mother and the child is still sleeping. It's maybe still 4:30. The mother says, it's 5:30 already, you're still sleeping. This is a very common thing also, that you are supposed to go, somebody is coming to pick you up at 10 o'clock, and it's already 10 o'clock, whereas it's still 9:30, it's 9 o'clock. Many like these things, we just speak these lies, and it means nothing to us, but it is a lie, and it is a major sin. We have to examine ourselves in so many things that we don't even recognize it as lies anymore, and we just pass it off that is just like now, life is like that. Because we're living in the country and in the world where corruption flourishes, Lies flourish all the time. Deception, deceit, all these things are the things which are the in things in the world today. So we feel that it is all right. We don't think we are Muslims and we are guided by Islam. And what the teachings of Islam are, that we should follow. If that comes, our lives by their nature will be da'wat of Islam. People will see these are different and distinct people. But unfortunately, we also just go with the flow and we just do what everyone else is doing also.